Trump border policy under fire.
This is inhumane. This is cruel. This is torture.
First ladies speak out.
Decrying a policy they say they hate.
Responding faster to a call for help.
Giving 911 operations your location data.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
Families belong together!
Opponents of the policy that separates children from parents who enter this country illegally rallied in Texas in the shadow of the border.
An injustice. A stain on the American conscience.
Psychological torture.
It's part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy that's facing increasing opposition and anger. CBS's David Begno got a chance to visit one of the centers where some people have ended up.
We saw people in cages. They looked like kennels, if you will, that animals would be in, right? We were not allowed to record anything. We couldn't even interview any detainees. All we could do were take notes on what we saw. We saw fathers with their kids in a cage. We saw other cages with mothers and their kids. And then we saw cages where kids were by themselves. Some of them had just a blank stare on their face. There were areas where toddlers were running around playing with each other, but nobody was really talking. It was eerily quiet in there and very orderly.
A Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd spent time in a location where teenage boys have been taken.
There are tent facilities. It's facilities that you would see if you went to any kind of natural disaster site. You know, the tents kind of like the UN uses. There are 20 kids per tent. There's two adults in the room. There's a large cafeteria facility. There is a medical center that has six medical professionals there. There's two ambulances.
CBS This Morning's Gail King checked on a shelter where some kids and parents have been reunited.
Children are provided with clean clothes, toys, and entertainment. A welcome distraction while parents get help on how to reach destinations like Los Angeles and New York. Most families speak little English and are exhausted. Sister Norma Pimentel is the center's executive director.
These people have hurt a lot.
But they're told that they're breaking the law, and there are consequences for that.
They're entering the country asking for protection. How can that be breaking the law?
Christina Melgar traveled from El Salvador with her 16-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son.
When you came to the border, did you think that you could be separated from your children?
No. I never imagined that would happen.
Did you all feel safe?
I
couldn't see them. I was scared.
You were scared.
Melgar says she left El Salvador for fear they would be killed if her daughter refused to join a gang.
The Border Patrol says five suspected smugglers in this country illegally were killed when their SUV crashed during a chase. First ladies, past and present, are speaking out about kids being separated from their parents at the border. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a Washington Post op-ed, former First Lady Laura Bush says the zero-tolerance policy is cruel and immoral. She says it breaks her heart. And Melania Trump's spokeswoman issued a statement yesterday saying she hates to see children separated from their families, calling on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come together to reform the situation. The House is expected to vote this week on two competing immigration proposals. One, a stricter version that funds the border wall and hews closely to the president's preferred reforms. Another, backed by moderate Republicans, includes some language aimed at curbing family separation, but activists say it isn't strong enough to overturn the administration's new policy. And Democrats oppose both of these measures. The president has blamed Democratic obstruction for the policy. His own aides have said it's meant to deter illegal crossings. Steve?
In the Russia investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking into a previously undisclosed meeting between Trump confidant Roger Stone and a Russian figure who offered to sell information on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Stone and the person who arranged the meeting did not give that information in testimony to Congress. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on CBS's Face the Nation.
So, yeah, sure, there was contact, as there was in that meeting, but that meeting led to nothing. This led to nothing. So, if anything, it's proof there was no collusion.
The FBI agent who was removed from the Mueller team says he wants to testify to Congress. Peter Strzok, who sent anti-Trump text messages, sent a letter yesterday to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake shook Osaka, Japan, and cities and towns nearby. CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo says three people were killed, more than 200 hurt.
Japan's state-run TV showed scenes of ruptured roads, some of them flooded by broken water mains, triggering an enormous geyser in the city of Takatsuki. Cinder block walls toppled, roof tiles were torn off homes. At least one building in the city of Ibaraki pancaked onto its foundations.
Authorities in Germany have detained the CEO of Volkswagen's Audi division. It's in connection with an investigation into the automaker's emissions scandal. 9 VW officials in this country have been charged. They're paid to help us, even save us, from death and danger. But being a first responder can be a lot, even too much, to bear.
An increasing number of firefighters and police officers are killing themselves. More first responders committed suicide last year than died in the line of duty nationwide.
We aren't the robots or the unemotional, blank-faced folks. We do harbor and carry a lot of this around with us.
Greensboro, North Carolina Police Captain Sean Gladio. First responders are five times more likely to suffer from PTSD and depression compared to the general public. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, Apple says it wants to make it easier for authorities to find people who dial 911 from a cell phone. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
911, state your emergency.
About 80% of 911 calls now come from smartphones. Phones smart enough to precisely pinpoint their user's location. Problem is, 911 operators don't have access to that information. So Apple is rolling out a new feature that will give emergency centers access to a caller's location data. Many centers will have to upgrade their existing software, and it's not clear whether or when Android makers will offer a similar feature. Steve?
Golf's U.S. Open champ is a repeat winner.
And what a finish by Brooks Koepka.
28-year-old Brooks Koepka took his second straight U.S. Open title on Fox.
I felt like I was never out of it. I was hitting it well, putting it well, and just needed to keep grinding.
It was a one-shot win. Koepka finished at one over par. From the sound of things, young Americans would like to do away with a time-honored tradition when they go out to eat.
Younger adults were found to tip the least when they eat in restaurants, and
10% of millennials say that they usually leave nothing as a tip for a server when they're eating at a restaurant.
That's compared to 3% for older people, according to Matt Schultz of CreditCard.com.
A quarter of millennials say that they would rather have higher prices for food at restaurants and not have to tip.
Among millennials, there's a trend toward doing away with tipping. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Well, at the movies, opening weekend for Incredibles 2 was incredible.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes. And Elastigirl is
set a new mark for the best opening for an animated film. Took in $180 million. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.